Welcome to Making Data Matter, where we have conversations about data and nonprofit leadership with practical insights into the intersection of nonprofit, mission, strategy, and data. I'm your host, Sawyer Nyquist.
And I'm Troy Duick, co-hosting with Sawyer.
And Troy, this is a new adventure. This is episode zero, maybe we'll call it, episode zero of Making Data Matter. Now, I'll confess that this was my idea and that I convinced you to join me on this journey. But Troy, out of the types of conversations we've talked about wanting to have with this podcast, things like technology and data and nonprofit mission and strategy, tell me what kinds of things are you excited about for this podcast and what's upcoming?
Yeah, great question, Sawyer. So I have been in the nonprofit space for almost 14 years now, and I've gone through several different organizations, and I've gone from being on the business side of things, seeing how business leaders are needing reports and dashboards to make decisions to drive their strategy, and getting closer and closer to the data side of things. And so I'm at the space right now where I'm always looking for ways of doing better data modeling. I'm interested in what kind of tech stack people are on and what they're using for data and the newest tools that are out there, but all with that target towards making data matter. Is I want to know how those tools, the technologies, and the different design patterns can grease the wheels to make decision making as efficient and smooth as possible and get business users excited about the kind of data products that a data team, a data leader can be delivering back over to the business. So that's what excites me. Now, what inspired you to get into making data matter?
Yeah, thanks, Troy. So when I thought about doing a podcast and was trying to think about the right topic and subject matter expertise, you were the natural person that came to mind because of your experience in the nonprofit world. I've spent a lot of my career in data and data consulting in the for-profit world, and there's a lot of parallels to the nonprofit world, but there's also a lot of key distinctions about how mission-driven orgs, nonprofit, not-for-profit companies, organizations operate, and how they fundamentally think about data differently than in the for-profit world. It isn't all about dollars in the bottom line. There is a distinct mission and purpose for nonprofit orgs and not-for-profit orgs. And so selfishly, I wanted to have a lot of conversations around this. I wanted to talk with people who are on the ground doing this kind of work in organizations. These are the types of conversations I have in my consulting work with nonprofit leaders now. I just wanted to kind of pull some of those into a public sphere and have those conversations on a recorded line to push them out. And hopefully they can be helpful to other people. And you were a great conversation partner. Troy and I have known each other for too long. Troy, I think we lived next door to each other in college. And so that's pushing a lot of years. So I figured between the two of us, we could bring on some fun guests who are in the weeds at nonprofit organizations and not-for-profit and mission-driven. I'm going to hold that fairly loosely right now and see what types of Venn diagram of intersections we have with data and that world exist. I figured we could bring in some interesting folks to have great conversations about this, to satisfy our curiosities and hopefully produce something kind of valuable to anybody who chooses to join us on this listening journey.
I'm excited to network with these folks to hear about the different kinds of nonprofit, not-for-profit industries and what they're doing with data. I'm sure there's going to be some overlap in terms of the objectives and outcomes that each of these guests that we end up having, where it's going to be commonality. There's going to be these similarities of how they do data work to make decisions and drive those strategies. But there's going to be differences too. And so I hope that I can learn and grow as we get these people on the call. And then I'm curious if you could just share, when you had this idea of a podcast, who were you hoping would listen in on these conversations? Like, who were those folks that you thought, I'd really like to know that they're listening in and even want to contribute to the conversation, maybe through communicating with us and asking good questions and who they'd like to see? So what comes to mind as I ask you that?
Yeah. First off, and probably most specifically, are people who like thinking about data or who work primarily with data in their role at a nonprofit, at something in the social sector. So that could be somebody who's kind of on the ground as a data professional. Maybe they're a data engineer, data analytics engineer, or a manager of a data team. That's one profile. I think they're going to find a lot of interesting conversations here. And if that's you out there, maybe reach out. Maybe you can join us on this call and have a conversation sometime and join us for an episode. Another type of person I think would be interesting that might enjoy the conversations we're going to have is somebody who's in an executive leadership or leadership role at a nonprofit organization, and they're trying to figure out and think strategically about making technology decisions, making data decisions. What value or use would data have in taking the mission of their organization and pushing it further and creating more impact? And I think they're going to, I think a lot of conversations we're going to have are going to be maybe about technology, and we might nerd out on some in the weeds tech stuff, and that'll be great. I think we're also going to have a lot of conversations from a leadership perspective and vision and strategy around that. And so I think there's going to be a lot of value for people to listen in if you're in that leadership role at a nonprofit organization and responsible for making IT decisions or trying to help further those objectives and kind of the decision making.
Yeah. Even as you're talking about that, I'm wondering if maybe we could, as best as possible on the call right now, just give a brief definition to what data is. You know, data is ubiquitous. It's out there all over the place. And different ideas come to people's minds depending on where they sit in an org, depending on their experience with some of these technologies and tools. So I know I'm totally, you know, getting you off the cuff. If you were to define data, how would you describe that to someone?
Goodness, there's a wide range of things that pop into mind. It might be popping into the listeners' minds now. Some people think of spreadsheets right away, and they think of like cells and in Excel or in Google Sheets, and that's data to them. Some people only think about AI because AI is really exciting and generating a lot of attention right now. So when they think data, they think ChatGPT. And data at a broad level encompasses all of that. Data is information. And the role of data in an organization and the role of maybe data professionals or data technologies or data strategy is how do we collect and use that information to drive vision and mission of what's happening? And so oftentimes, you know, that's databases or data warehouses or reporting and visualization tools. That also looks like predictive models and advanced analytics and some AI things. And that also looks like your accountant who's managing Excel spreadsheets and importing data and exporting data from QuickBooks. That's all data. And I think or using another one, so like the marketing analytics and your marketing team who's trying to figure out when's the best time to post on social media or what do we do with our brand campaigns, those kinds of things. Those are all data and they all drive decisions. They all drive and you're making decisions in order to get closer to your mission, in order to impact communities. So that's the scope of how I think about data and probably the scope of the conversations we're going to have. Maybe that's too ambitious and maybe we bit off more than we can chew. Maybe there are people who are listening along who are nodding and excited to explore that with us. So I think we'll have people, guests on this show. I know already we have people who are more in the technical weeds and we have people who aren't technology first. They are leadership and organizational first. And so people on both sides of that paradigm are going to be fun to talk about.
Yeah. And let's not forget about information as it's stored in text. Let's not forget about images. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of that is sort of an untapped potential. I know you've talked about it some on LinkedIn of like, let's not forget about this space and how we even break into that, manage it, put our arms around it to make it useful for analytics is a huge challenge. So even hearing how people are doing those kinds of cutting edge things with data is going to be really exciting for this conversation. So
yeah. There's people who are doing the advanced and the edgiest stuff, and that's exciting, cutting edge. And people who are exporting reports to Excel and managing Excel workbooks, it runs the scope. And especially at nonprofits or small organizations, you have a wide range of kind of sophistication and maturity levels when it comes to data. And all these conversations are about is hopefully just taking a step forward and thinking a little bit better and growing our perspective and maturity when it comes to our framework of thinking about data.
Yeah. An objective that I've been thinking about for this podcast is how can we bring some things down to the bottom shelf for those in nonprofit spaces? Because a lot of times we don't have the resources that we would like to have that the big companies have. The teams we have are much smaller and limited. And so being able to have these conversations just to expose what's out there and point people in directions to think differently, to find good resources of how they can implement some of these things on a tight budget. Those are all exciting things for nonprofit data leaders, is how can we get to that next level of maturity wherever we're at today? And sometimes that's going to take creative thinking because you can't just throw dollars at it. And so being able to do that here in this space is going to be exciting too. So,
oh, you brought up the difficult question then of talking about budgets. So maybe we'll have to explore that one with guests too. Like, what do you do when you can't afford what you need? Let's wrap up this intro because it's just an intro episode. We have guest interviews coming up soon. What you can expect down the road, listeners, is interviews to drop about twice a month. We're going to shoot for every other week releasing an episode. You can expect these to be between 30 minutes to an hour long. And any final words, Troy?
Well, I've got to say, as two bald dads, we at least have to have a little bit of fun. And so I've got two dad jokes for you, and you're going to have to give your best crack at these. So first is, why did the invisible man turn down a job offer?
Oh, goodness. I am terrible at these. Hit me with it, Troy. What we got?
He just couldn't see himself doing it.
That's terrible and so appropriate. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, if you didn't get that one, then try this one. Why did the credit card go to jail?
Oh, I got nothing. Troy.
It was guilty as charged.
All right. Well, I hope everybody's rolling their eyes along with me. Troy, thank you for bringing the dad jokes to this conversation. I can see that's an important element of this relationship going forward. So maybe I'll try to bring a dad joke sometime. I'm terrible at those, but we'll give them a go. All right, everybody, thank you for listening here. Stop by soon for our next episode. Be dropping every other week going forward. Troy, it's a pleasure, sir. I'm excited for this adventure ahead with Making Data Matter.
Thanks, everyone.